All right, what's your favorite boy band song of all time? Billboard actually just revealed the top 100. We're going to go through the top 10, and it's time for a little musical debate here. Last time we did this, it was Beyonce versus Michael Jackson, and man, we got a lot of texts.
It got a little heated.
Feedback.
I was actually having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with a friend about the Beatles and whether or not the Beatles are actually a boy band.
I would say yes, because I know when they came out, that was a boy band back in the 60s. The teenage girls were obsessed with them. They would scream. They would go nuts. They were all boys, and they were in a band. So their definition of a boy band back in the day.
I think calling them a boy band is degrading to the Beatles because they were so much more. Yes.
Dramatic.
They all played their own instruments. They wrote their own music. I mean, they evolved with the times. I would consider them more a rock band that happened to be male.
But why is it degrading? Does that mean you're insulting the Backstreet Boys? They've had a lot of success.
All I'm saying is the Beatles all played instruments and they all wrote their own music, all right?
Which is different than what like the Backstreet Boys do.
Yeah. What are we doing next? What are we singing next?
Rolling and sweating on stage, right? Rolling around. I don't know. I think I actually looked up the definition of boy band in the dictionary. Okay. It says a pop group composed of attractive young men whose music and image are designed to appeal primarily to a young teenage audience.
Right. And that's who the Beatles were targeting back in the day.
For a minute, but not like
they got older.
Yeah, they got older. So I would argue that they were a boy band, but that they haven't been a boy band for a very, very long time.
No, they grew up.
I would argue that you don't have to be good looking to be in a boy band either.
Yeah, true. Howie.
Right?
There's
always one.
Poor Howie. But if you guys had to pick your favorite boy band of all time, who would you pick? You know my pick's the Backstreet Boys. I mean, that's obvious.
Obviously.
Right? Yeah, obviously.
I would for sure pick NSYNC.
NSYNC.
And they're better than the Backstreet Boys. They are.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Justin Timberlake has had to have, aside from maybe Paul McCartney, but like we're saying, it's different. He wasn't a boy band. The most successful career out of anybody
who's ever been a part of a band. But when he was part of NSYNC, they had some success.
They had a lot of success.
He pulled most of the weight, though, Justin, when he was in NSYNC. I feel like the Backstreet Boys, the talent was spread out more evenly.
Sam, your favorite boy band?
Very underrated, but I'm going to go with 98 Degrees.
Oh, Nick Lachey.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
There's just something sentimental about it. The fact that they came and went so quickly and like they left us with that one album. Like, I think that's, you know.
McKendall, the millennial's in today, and we mentioned 98 Degrees earlier, and he said, is that a band?
Yeah.
Is that a band?
Isn't that the temperature?
That was maybe the worst boy band of all time, 98 Degrees.
Excuse me. No, they had some good harmonies.
Next to maybe O-Town. Remember O-Town?
Oh, yeah, I remember O-Town. What's your favorite greatest boy band song of all time? We're going to reveal the top 10 coming up. What is the greatest boy band song of all time? You can text in 92925. Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. Friday morning in Montreal. High of 15. Billboard just released the top 100 greatest boy band songs of all time. We're going to reveal the top 10 in just a minute. Tons of texts coming in. People are saying New Kids on the Block. People are saying the Backstreet Boys. We are getting all kinds of texts. New Edition. Remember them? Soul Decision back from the late 90s. Oh, my God. Soul Decision.
That was kind of crazy.
Wow. Oh, I see.
There you go.
Kim, your favorite boy band of all time?
I have to go with New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. New Kids on the
Block. A lot of people are agreeing with you there.
Yeah.
I changed mine from NSYNC to...
You cannot change.
I can change. I didn't consider Boys to Men a boy band.
Oh, yeah. You are a big Boys to Men fan. I remember seeing you at the show.
I've seen Boys to Men more in concert than anybody.
All right. Let's go through this top 10. You tell us if you agree with this or not. You can text it 92925. This is according to Billboard.com. The top 10 boy band songs of all time. In at number 10, Hanson and Umbop were the song.
Still together.
They're brothers.
Ish.
Funny. I remember finding out they were a boy band and not a girl band.
Right. Yes.
I was shocked.
I thought they were girls too.
I was shocked.
In at number 9, BB Mac and Back Here. Do you guys remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These are all so nostalgic.
All right, in at number 8, these are the greatest boy band songs of all time, according to Billboard. Step by Step, New Kids on the Block. There you go. Some NKOTB for you.
Kim's losing it.
Okay.
Easy there. Easy.
Kim. We've heard Kim sing.
I know. Yeah. Let's make it the last time.
You don't normally hear. I have a door.
All right. In at number 7, we're going way back. The Monkees and Daydream Believer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The Monkees.
That's a great song.
Wow. All right. In at number 6, we were just talking about New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? New Edition.
Oh, yeah. The slow dancing.
It's romantic, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, romantic. Slow jam for you?
NSYNC is in at number 5 with Tearing Up Your Heart.
Yes.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
great song.
We cannot deny, like, I know we're a little bit older, so we don't see it this way, but we cannot deny the power of One Direction.
They were huge.
They were huge. Remember when they came to Montreal and people, don't hate me, I'm not comparing them to the Beatles, but people were comparing them to the Beatles at the time, mm-hmm. the way the ladies were going crazy.
They played the Olympic Stadium. Not mm-hmm. every artist or group can do that, yeah. right? That was impressive.
What Makes You Beautiful, and they made some good songs.
I forgot about this song.
I like it. Okay.
Nikki's dancing in studio, man.
So excited.
A bit of a rumble
okay,
there.
Okay, the Beatles in at number three. I guess that makes them officially a boy band.
Yeah,
top
well.
Boy band songs.
Classic song.
Another band in at number two that we forgot about, didn't necessarily consider them a boy band, but the Jackson 5.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah. Baby, give me one more chance. These are the top 10 greatest boy band songs of all time,
okay.
according to Billboard.
You ready for this? This is the number one boy band song Uh-oh. Of
Uh-oh.
All
Uh-oh.
Time.
Here we
Let
go.
Us know if you agree, 92925.
Yeah, baby, ain't really. Nothing but a heart. Nothing but a mystery. Just doesn't get better than BSB.
You got the goosebumps there, Vinny.
I know, I'm telling you, man. That's a nice way to kick off a Friday in Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal like put Backstreet Boys on the map in North America,
Absolutely.
Too.
We're getting texts. People are saying B4-4. Does anybody remember
them?
They had
the
tips.
Yeah. They had a song, Get Down.
Rob Kemp here, he actually texted in 3 Deep. Remember, one of them was a soap opera star. You guys,
all these numbers, B4, 3 Deep, 8-2.
I
mean,
what?
Milli Vanilli.
Of course.
See, I didn't picture all of these people being boy bands. I just thought it was like NKOTB, the Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC.
That's
pretty
it.
Much.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Thanks for all the texts this morning. 9 to 9 2 5.